Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another week of Hero or Zero here on the Heroes for Hire podcast. My name is Sean Meehan, and joining me, as always, is man made of jelly, Mr. Connor Lawler. Man made of jelly, Mr.
How do you improv man made of jelly?
Oh, hello! That kind of shit. You're wiggly.
Hi everyone, I'm here again for one of Sean's reports in which he sets me up with some sort of improv bit at the start in which nobody can ever act out.
I have the utmost of faith in your ability to yes and, Connor.
I'm wibbly wobbly.
There we go. See, I would have accepted that.
This is not good content.
Well, what's Hero or Zero, Connor? What are we doing here?
So Hero Zero is the show where we choose one comic book character every single week. We talk their good points and their bad points, so we generally just give you a bit of a rundown of everything to do with that character. So I normally cover DC characters, Sean normally covers Marvel characters. That is the very first Hero or Zero of 2024, a big year.
Oh,
a big year for the podcast. It's when we do our global domination,
yep,
as we've already planned.
All been building up to this.
So I'm hoping, because it's a new year, and your last report was Chair.
Fan favourite Chair, by the way. I've heard from a lot of people.
The worst character we've ever done.
Chair
was
is the
Chair.
Best hero that's ever been covered.
It ruined my Christmas, to be honest. Hey, I couldn't stop thinking of Chair.
That's lucky
if you. If you haven't listened to the Chair report, I would recommend going back to listen to that now. It was 2 weeks ago. A genuine Marvel character who is just a chair. But Sean, brand new year.
Yeah.
Brand new you. I'm assuming the reports have changed. Maybe they've upgraded. Maybe you're a changed man in some sort of way.
We can see. You'll be the judge. But I decided there's no way you can get mad at me for this one. Because this one was suggested ages ago as a character that I should do. This is a character from Marvel Comics, from the X-Men, called Glob Herman, Connor. Now,
okay,
for the sake of the rest of the report, I need you to look up a picture of Glob Herman. Because that will... I need you just to imagine that this man is experiencing all of the things that I tell you.
Maybe
about.
You send me the best photo you take sums him up.
Grand.
In the best way.
Sorry, I forgot you don't know how to spell. That's absolutely fine. So, Glob Herman, and my jelly man bit at the start there.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of relevant.
Oh, fantastic. I thought that was a terrible joke you were doing.
No.
We're continuing it on. Oh, fantastic. See, oh, good. That's after cheering me up.
Glob Herman's mutant power is that he is made of an extremely flammable paraffin wax.
Oh, my God.
So he's just a big pink blob walking around with a skeleton and eyes and a brain and intestines.
I'm going to throw up.
Yeah.
This is the worst. How have we gone from... You said to me you've changed.
No, I said you be the judge.
This is... You got off the rails in the last few months. And
I've run out of characters.
I'm seeing a man, yes. You can see his whole skeleton and all of his organs inside him, but he's in a pink jello that's see-through.
Exactly. That's...
Oh, fantastic.
Extremely flammable bioparaffin.
Okay.
And so... That I just need you to know that. He didn't always look like that. He was born a normal boy. He grew up with a normal father who hated mutants, to be fair. So Glob reached adolescence and his mutation developed, and this is what he mutated into. When Glob mutated, his father started lashing out at him, treating him as a target to take out his anger on. Then one night, his mother snuck him out of the house and drove him to Westchester. And left him there. Westchester is where Xavier's home for gifted youngsters is based. So she was like, look, Professor X will look after the kid because his own father hates the fact that he exists. Surprisingly cool. Common mutant backstory, to be fair.
I mean, I feel like that's every mutant backstory.
Yeah, but the thing is that when Glob arrives, he's been raised his whole life to hate mutants.
Oh.
So he was raised to hate his new classmates, essentially. And it took him a long time to settle in until eventually he did realise that this was where he belonged among people who accepted him, despite the fact that he was a big pink paraffin wax monster.
And wait, hang on, sorry. Yeah, he looked like that.
Yeah.
And he was the one doing the hating in the school.
It's a weird high horse situation here.
It's a Bertie Big Bollocks to walk in and go, I'm going to be the one judging others. I look like this.
Pick your battles, my friend.
It's like walking in and you are the ugliest creature of all and being like, all these fucking ugly pricks, and they're not cool enough to hang out with me, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, like he had no leg or jelly substance to stand on.
Is it a leg?
He's got a bone.
Does he squish when he moves?
Oh, I'll get into this, Connor.
Oh no, oh, I don't like when you do that on a mat of pears.
You specifically would not like this. So, he eventually realised where he belonged, but he switched around to hating humans now. He was like, humans ostracize me. They treat all mutants as different. So he ended up joining the Omega Gang, led by Kid Omega, who we talked about when we had friend of the show Adam on Hero Zero. Talk about Kid Omega, basically a young upstart mutant rights activist, but takes it too far most of the time.
Mm.
So they made their own stand for mutant rights, attacking humans who they thought had murdered Jumbo Carnation, who is a mutant fashion designer. Just a very fun name that I wanted to throw in there.
Jumbo Carnation.
Jumbo Carnation. Me at the Chelsea Flower Show, lads. Jeez, that's a...
what a Jumbo Carnation.
So the gang also later participated in the slaughter of a group called the U-Men. Now,
the B-Men.
U-Men. The letter
the
U.
U-Men.
No. The letter U, okay. Hyphen men.
Fantastic.
So
they're always going back at themselves.
God, you're fucking...
What?
You know, I'm not encouraging
always retreating.
It. Stop it. their whole thing is that they are humans who believe that mutants are superior and want to become mutants themselves. They do this.
They're always the saddest things in all of these stories.
Yeah, and they do this by kidnapping mutants and like cutting off their limbs and sewing them onto themselves and all this kind of shit.
Oh my God.
Bad people. So they just slaughtered a bunch of them. When the Omega Gang instigated a riot at the Xavier Institute, Glob Herman... Herman, we'll just call him for the sake of it, had one of his colleagues light him on fire as he ran after a bus filled with human civilians.
They even wanted to light that fucking prick on fire for months.
See, he doesn't feel pain and he has no powers other than being made of wax. So
he feel emotional pain?
Constantly.
Well, good. He deserves that.
So he lights himself on fire, calls himself the Inhuman Torch, and just runs at people. That's his move.
To be fair, if you were in a fight, even if you are Wolverine, and you show up and you've got blades, or you're Cyclops with the laser eyes, and the other guy on the other side of the battlefield lights themselves on fire and runs towards you... It's a kamikaze move that's going to make you take a step back.
It's the old rob a bank with a hand grenade kind of
move. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it's one of those nobody expects it. The last person they'll set fire to is themselves, obviously.
He'd have to be insane to do that. So he was eventually stopped by the X-Men. They covered him in cement to put out the flames. For his crimes, the X-Men sentenced him and the rest of the Omega Gang to fulfill various humanitarian works and aid those in need, after serving a small sentence, specifically in human prison. So they had to learn to adapt in human prison society, and then they just went and did humanitarian.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How the fuck did that weird pink blob that you can see his bones from just looking at him?
Yeah.
How did How did he fare in the human prison is the question.
The, not great, but also it's prison. Like, he also can't be hurt, you know?
I suppose that's it's a pretty good trait to have.
Yeah, like it wasn't very long. It might have been like a week.
I have a follow-up question.
Go ahead.
If you stab him,
yeah,
does anything ooze out?
It can, depending on who's writing him at the time. Sometimes it's real viscous, sometimes it's just like solid wax.
Fantastic.
So after M-Day, which is where 99% of mutants on the planet were depowered, Herman was the only Omega Gang member other than Quentin Quire to not lose his X-gene.
That's because he had no powers.
He probably would have liked to have not been a giant pink blob monster. After finishing his humanitarian work, he returned to the X-Mansion and took part in the move to Utopia with the rest of the X-Men. He then moved to the... So then there was an event in Marvel Comics where Cyclops and Wolverine both started rival mutant schools, and Glob moved to the Jean Grey School for Higher Learning. So that's Wolverine's school. During a trip to the Savage Land, Wolverine told Glob that he was expelled. Wolverine is like, I know what you did in the past. I don't fucking want you. So Wolverine is like, you're expelled. You need to prove to me that you're worthy of being here. And just like lets him loose into Savage Land. However, Glob...
By the way, could you explain Savage Land to people who might not know?
I was hoping you'd just let me gloss
over
it.
Well, the thing is, I know what Savage Land is, but the issue is people might not know, and you're telling them about a pink blob man made of wax running into Savage Land.
Yeah, so the Savage Land is a section in the North Pole.
And remember, this is all canon and Marvel. You like your Avengers movies in real life, this is exactly what happens in the comic books.
This is real and true, and they often go there. It's a segment in... the North Pole, where dinosaurs still exist, and it's like a tropical jungle. Any further questions?
Well, I suppose one question would be, is it unfair to send the big pink blob monster into... To me, he looks like Mr. Blobby.
He's very like Mr. Blobby.
And you send him into the dinosaur-infested forest.
Well, he ends up actually stopping Sauron, who is one of your favourite Marvel characters.
Sorry, the Dinosaur Man.
The Dinosaur Man. The man who...
Not Sauron from Lord of the Rings. Sauron the Dinosaur Man.
The man who is a werewolf, but instead of turning into a wolf, he turns into a dinosaur.
Of course he does. I mean, that makes some logical sense. This is all Marvel canon.
So he helped defeat Sauron. That meant he earned Wolverine's trust, was allowed to continue at the school, eventually graduated to official X-Men status. So he's on the team. He's one of the X-Men.
I mean, they were searching for people, and that's it. Like, they've gone from Wolverine to this fucking blob.
99% of mutants are gone.
There's literally, the team is like, there's 7 slots and they have 6, and he's the only one left standing on the opposite side of the field, and they're just like,
we could do it with 6, right? That'll be.
We could just do 6. Oh, fuck. I suppose we may have to say yes to him. He's standing there staring at us.
So the next thing then is an event called X-Men Disassembled. Basically, an evil clone of Cable comes back, starts calling himself X-Man, and starts remaking the world in his image. When he realised that his vision of the world would never come about with the team of X-Men around, X-Man made all of his enemies vanish in an instant. Including Glob.
What did Glob do?
He was just one of the X-Men at the time.
I'm just thinking of the... What you say fuck me for? I just woke up.
What did I do?
What did I do?
So then it leads into... There's a parallel universe storyline called Age of X-Men, where...
I'm very interested to know how you're going to differentiate between X-Man and X-Men. This is going to get confusing.
Can I do this? Hang on. X-Man is called Nate Grey. That's his name.
Fantastic.
So, Nate Grey has created a universe where mutants are the dominant species. They all live together in harmony. They just learn to control their powers, and they do peaceful work throughout cities, helping things run, looking after civilians, all that kind of thing, right? Glob is just going to school in this city. The only thing is that Glob is the only one who can remember what happened before. Because
they gave him the horrifying memory.
He has the memory of him and all of the X-Men being defeated by an enemy they have no hope of conquering.
The most traumatic memories they could give a fucking Blob.
Yeah. And Glob, like, is also, he's bullied in this new universe.
Of course.
Like, no one like, well, a few people do like him. But Glob remembers. And then anytime anyone starts causing trouble or starts rising up, they're taken away. And then everyone's memory is erased. And it's like they never existed. And Glob has lost several friends.
I mean, friends is a very strong term for this fucking Blob.
Well, he's running out of friends is the thing, because they keep getting taken.
Because, and he doesn't even try to, like, save them using all of his powers.
Well, he's not sure if what he remembers is actually real, because everyone else seems to just go along with this new world.
This is the start of several movies, I'm pretty positive.
And he like has this awakening. Eventually he realises that it's because whatever brainwaves they're using to brainwash everyone and make them all think this is okay, it can't get through the wax coating around him.
So what you're saying is, he needs to set fire to himself again.
Well, kind of. Because what he starts doing is he gets the few friends that he has. This is an oversimplification of the story, but that's what this show is about. The few friends that he has, he melts his hands and drips wax onto their heads, so they too will be protected.
And also very severely burned and scarred.
Yeah, they do. A couple of them lose their hair. but they need to remember.
He's no friend of mine, this weird fucking Blobby man.
So this is in a side comic called Next Generation. And it basically, Glob is like, no, this is it. I swear to God, this is the only way to do this. And so he leads them all to where the source of where the universe, it's called the Life Seed, where that came from. And then the X-Men have already taken it, because they're under the control of Nate Grey in this universe. And it takes, alternate reality Magneto ends up saving the day, weirdly enough. Brings everyone back, and then Glob is just back in the regular Marvel universe, and he's just kicking around. But he, again, still remembers all of the horrors that he went through.
I mean, it is a very funny character trait to give the most useless character, like, the most horrific memories that only he has to live with the demons of what has gone on in the past.
It's a horrible, horrible fate.
Mm.
And, like, in terms of powers, he just has wax physiology. So he's made up of a bioparaffin, it's highly flammable, allowing him to light himself on fire and also fling bits of himself. He is also far more resistant to damage than any common human. He was physically unharmed when a bomb designed to blow up the Xavier Institute blew up on him.
And, okay, I have a question. So he gets blown up. Does he, like, does the little blobs, like, roll back together?
Yes. Not that they're all sentient, but that they don't go far, because he's very, very durable. So he'll just, like, patch
himself. But if they did go far, say I blew a leg off miles away.
It's never come up.
Hmm.
In theory, that's just his skin.
So you blow it off, he no longer has a leg.
Yeah. In theory, you could cut bits of him off.
If I was Cyclops, I would take one of his legs and just fucking send it up in a spaceship.
Just start lasering. Like,
just start lasering off and then putting them in different spaceships, go to different planets.
Yeah, but he's not that much of a threat that you would need to do that, sure.
Just to fuck around with him, though. Just a general bully of a situation, yeah, just because I don't like
him. See, now you're back on the team of bullying Glob.
Yes!
I can't sanction this.
He's a freaky character, sets himself on fire and runs at people.
He starts off bad, but then he becomes good. He's an X-Men.
Yeah, I think he joins the X-Men because there's nobody left.
Yeah, and he's still an X-Men. He doesn't do much nowadays. That was his main story.
Okay, he was only in that. Tough character to write for when, like, nothing can harm him and he can harm nobody.
Yeah, and it's like he's the main character in a side story in a parallel dimension of another story.
Yeah,
like he's not killing Spider-Man anytime soon.
Ooh, well, okay, so then I have a question. Is that Blob, what's his name?
Glob Herman.
He was named Glob by his parents.
No, his real name is Robert, but he calls himself Robert. Glob because he's a big glob.
I suppose. Okay, so Glob Herman versus Chair. Who wins?
Chair.
How?
Because Glob would set himself on fire and then trip over Chair.
Yeah, and then break his own neck.
Yeah, he'd $1 million baby himself is what would happen.
He can't even be harmed, but he's still somehow $1 million babies himself.
Yeah, he's got 8 inches of wax around every side of his neck.
We never really touched on it in the Chair report, but does everybody who faces Chair $1 million baby themselves?
I think if the fight goes on long enough, that's the natural progression of what would happen.
You just need one person to push them and eventually they will $1 million baby themselves.
Yeah, now last time we saw Chair, he was chained to a wall for everyone else's safety. So it's possible people wouldn't trip over him.
Well, you could still trip into the wall, though.
That's true. But is that wall that you're taking on, then?
No. You're tripping up into the direction of the wall, into Chair.
Ah, I see. And Chair is there, ready and waiting to
And
snap
Chair is obviously ready to pounce, ready to take out anybody that comes near him or falls into the wall nearby.
I think that's exactly what would happen in this situation specifically, okay. Connor.
Is there anybody that Glob could beat?
Oh, he can beat lots of people.
Who?
Give me a minute.
Name one person that he could beat.
A child. He could kill a child. He did kill those regular humans one time.
He would fuck up a child, lad. He would absolutely wreck a baby.
He would do damage.
Yeah, he'd do damage to a baby. Like, the baby would be lying there. He'd set himself on fire. It's game over.
Anyone weak to fire, like, is...
Okay, so hang on. Bugs... Bug creature, frog, toad.
Toad he could probably take on, yeah?
I'd say he could take on toad.
Weak to fire, Marvel. I wonder. We can do, like, Venom is weak to fire.
Are you saying Glob would beat Venom in a fight?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying Venom's weak to fire.
We're just saying he's weak to fire. I mean, all the evidence is there. Make the dots yourself.
Okay, so Marvel Wiki has it broken down by category fire weakness. A lot of these are just humans.
Yeah. Weak to fire, Nick Fury. Well, yeah.
I mean, of course.
I'd say he's also weak to, I don't know, bullets? Maybe explosions?
The Encanto? He could beat Encanto. We've talked about Encanto before.
What's Encanto?
How do you not remember Encanto, the living mummy, Connor?
Oh, yes! I do! So he could just burn Encanto, the living mummy. Yeah. Okay.
That's an old report, Encanto.
That is very old. I think that was like Halloween, maybe fucking 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not tasteful. And then Green Goblin. He's a man. He's weak to fire.
Look, I think if there's one thing you can take out of this report that Sean has so eloquently started 2024 with, Venom and Green Goblin could be defeated by both Spider-Man and a man who is a glob, named Glob.
He's named Glob.
Sorry, he's named Glob and he just is made of wax.
Yes, he can melt himself and set himself on fire.
That's it.
That's, what more do you need?
Well, actually, you could do cool things in which, like, he could take bits of his arm off, light that on fire, and, like, throw it at
people.
He
does that. That's one of his moves.
Fantastic. But then he runs out of arm.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is a finite resource. But you go back, you pick it up, put that back on.
You have to have the embarrassing moment where you run across the battlefield and, like, pick it back up and put it back on.
Like, you have to go and collect all of your golf balls at pitch and putt. Like, it's not good.
What a report, Sean. I'm so glad we started the year with that.
It can only go down.
Can it? So last week I covered Calendar Man. That was more of a psychopath kind of vibe.
Yeah.
That was DC character, kills people, kind of good at his job. You have Chair the week before that. We've had hundreds of characters that we've done at Hero Zero over the last few years. If you want to give Addy and Emma a listen, they're all on Spotify, iTunes, and any of your podcast platforms. We are still looking for 5-star reviews on Spotify. Would really, really help us out. What we would like to say, so someone said to me, they don't know how to give a rating shot on Spotify.
Oh, guys, it's very, very simple.
If you're on the phone, hit the three dots.
Yeah.
And then it just says rate show, and then you can rate it there.
And if look, if that's been holding you back, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's a tough one.
Look what I mean.
And then, like, and if you've listened this far, just come on, do it. Give it, if you listen to the Glob report,
I would maybe question your own life choices if you've listened this far. I have to be here legally.
Look, it's fine. Maybe you listened to Weird News that came out there last Wednesday. That was a good one.
Yeah, we did our top 10 weird news stories on Wednesday. If you missed that, that is basically a highlight show of all the best stories as voted for by you guys. Thank you all very much for all of the support throughout the last year. It's been really, really great just to see all the numbers going up and everyone just enjoying the shows, hopefully. And all the support over on the Patreon as well, with all the extra movie reviews and all the live shows and live hangouts that we're doing. But most importantly, other than all of the socials, all that, all the links are down below if you want to support us in any way that you can. Just give us, I don't know, maybe just the goal, the dream of just telling one human being that we exist, I suppose.
Just the one, please.
Just the one.
Just one. Yeah, just
yeah, someone said that they could get 5 people to give us a 5-star review, but that breaks the just the one
that's
rule.
That's the thing. It wouldn't be genuine. It wouldn't be an honest 5 stars, you know.
That's the thing. So we also want the 5 stars on Spotify, but we want it genuinely. So you know what I mean? So we'll see what happens. But yeah, that is it for another week of Hero Zero. We hope you all enjoyed the show. I have been Conor Lawler.
I have been Sean Mead.
And we shall see you all next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.